بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A few days ago I quoted this statement of Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. Zikr, no matter what state zikr is made, unmindful and mindful, but the zikr leaves its mark. It leaves its effects. So don't ever have that notion that what's the need of making zikr when my mind is not present. Without the presence of the mind, what's the need of making zikr? Do your work. Allah has engaged one limb in His remembrance. Make shukr over that. And once you make shukr, then this zikr will permeate from the primary level to a better level. Now you'll begin to be focusing a little bit. After that focus, then your heart will be in zikr. Then after some times, you will be covered with the nur of zikr to such an extent that everything is forgotten but Allah Ta'ala. So you go on progressing. But now, if you didn't get the presence of the mind in the first stroke, now don't say now, what's the need of making zikr when I don't have the presence of the mind? So a lot of this type of thing happens when a person is self-opinionated, what his own mind of doing things, and according to his mind, that zikr must be done in this way, and I don't have that, so then I don't have zikr. That's wrong. Zikr is the only thing for which Allah Ta'ala says, do it in abundance. Uskuru Allah zikran kathira. In the sitting posture, standing posture, lying posture, whichever posture you are in, but do the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. To the extent that the person is intimate, then too he must remember Allah Ta'ala before, and when he can't, then in his mind he has the consciousness and the awareness of Allah Ta'ala. That is why some of the muhaddithin say that when a person comes out of the toilet, then he says ghufranaka to the end, right? So why does he ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness? He asks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for this reason, that for the time and the duration that he was in the toilet, he couldn't make zikr al-lisani. But now, yes, he couldn't make zikr al-lisani, but he could make zikr al-qalbi. But because he couldn't make zikr al-lisani also, so he found some level of deficiency within him that he couldn't engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So as though he's asking for maaf, I was in this state and I couldn't remember you, Allah Ta'ala, so do forgive me, overlook me. So that zikr now, it's promoted to the level of love. See, when a person is deep love, then he will do this. But if he's not in love, and he's just got an attachment, plain attachment, then he says, alright, what's the need of me asking for forgiveness? That's what he'll ask. There's a call of nature and I had to go. And when I had to go, then what's the need to make istighfar? But if he's attached, then it'll be a different thing. You are abroad, and perhaps there was a breakup, not a breakup, say you missed your parents or your wife or someone for some time. So you ask for maaf also. Sorry, I was away, I couldn't call you, I couldn't come to you as I normally do come to you. But now they know that you were abroad and you couldn't meet them, but still within your mind you feel, well, my parents are my parents, my wife is my wife, and for the time that I was away from them, I should be asking for some type of apology, compensate for that, cover up for that. Don't we do that? So this is a sign of love. Now, in this zikr sometimes, what happens is, when you're in the mahol, in the surrounding of zikr, then you go through certain experiences. You feel nice, this whole majma, this whole gathering, and all of them are making zikr, right? Strangely, I was looking at the malfuzat of Hazrat Mu'adh Thani Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. And in the malfuzat, he also speaks about doing zikr istima'an. Istima'i zikr, provided it doesn't disturb anybody. So he's promoting it, he's encouraging it, but just with the condition that it doesn't disturb someone. Someone is namaz, or someone is asleep, and you are disturbing him. So don't make zikr at that time that you will disturb someone else. One person making zikr, one is making Quran Sharif Tilawat, one person making namaz. So you want to make loudly, you want to disturb him. So then do it softly. But if it is that it is a time that is scheduled for zikr, like how we have it here, Zuhr is a time scheduled for zikr, then obviously it's understood that this time is reserved for this. Then when it's reserved for this, anybody coming here, he knows that this is going to take place, so he won't feel disturbed. Like how you say that before Jummah there's going to be a talk, right? So it is a standard, it's a procedure that there is a talk before the Jummah. Now you can't come at that time before Jummah and start reading your sunnah there, right before the Imam. It's going to be wrong. One person has left my place to give the bayan. And one person came right in my place and he started. He said, "Bhai, move from here, this place is reserved." So someone felt bad, how can you move him from his place? You didn't see the whole thing, you're talking about it, but you saw the whole story. One is he came and took my place. Remember, I once said, do you think about that? Number two is, I'm giving a talk and he's coming and standing, reading namaz right before me. So is that ethical? Is that ethical? It's against ethical. Now, when people don't have the understanding of deen, then to say something, someone straight, becomes unethical. When you don't have the understanding of deen, then you set someone, but clearly, then that becomes unethical. But had he had the understanding of deen, and people had the understanding of deen, then you wouldn't have been unethical. Some things have to be guided, have to be told, and you have to be clear about it. Don't you see an elder in the house? He will say it clearly, "By eat with your right, don't eat with the left. Go into the toilet, but go into the toilet with your left. You're talking to your elder brother, talk with respect." Don't you say that? Some things are understood, and they must be said, and they must be said clearly. So saying it clearly is not disrespect. Like how we understand, saying something clearly now is disrespect. One person came to an Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the discussion was about a lost property. So there is a difference in the type of lost property. For example, it's a small thing, like a goat or a sheep, then what's the procedure? And if it's a big, huge animal, say like a horse or a camel or a cow, what's the procedure? Right? So Nabi Sam explained, if it's a small thing, then what is supposed to be done? And this person asked, "Fadallatul ibil, what about a camel that is lost? What about that?" So now, it's an audience, but Nabi Sam was disappointed with the question. Ma'laka walaha. Laha. سِقَاؤُهَا وَحِزَاؤُهَا. Right? Why are you concerned about that? What makes you ask about that? The thing has got feet to walk, it's a strong animal, it can defend itself. and it has a huge water tank, right? So then what makes you ask about it? So you will not see now, the Nabi Sam reprimanded him there, you will not see that, na'uzubillah, why did it? You will not ask that question. That you will ask, why did he ask such an obvious thing? An obvious thing, a big animal now, the thing can work its way, nobody can attack that thing, right? And if someone takes it away also, you can make it all right, this person took away this thing here, right? Like for example, you've got a double trailer, big double trailer, right? Only 30 feet, right? So long one, right? And you've got all markings all over, double trailer, right? But is it easy to hijack that? A big bus now, you've got El Dorado coaches, big one, double decker. So is it, yeah. So you don't ask about something that is obvious. That noble people won't hijack that. But a small little car, that can be hijacked. So what makes you ask about this? The point that Shaykh Hind Rahmatullahi draws out from here is if it's an occasion to be upset, then if someone is upset, then he's not wrong. See, it's an occasion to be upset. See now, this question was asked, it was inappropriate to ask this question. So therefore, Nabi showed some displeasure, right? Why? Because it was an occasion. So therefore, he showed his displeasure, disapproval. So now, sometimes you may find that a buzurg is getting displeased a little bit too often, right? So you will not ask, why is he getting displeased too often? You may study the thing and you may see that the people are more unrefined. Therefore, he is more displeased. He is showing displeasure more often. Why? Because the type of wrong attitude is increasing. There, the wrong attitude just came up now and then, and was corrected. But that correction came when the attitude was not right. But when there is an abundance of wrong attitude, there must be an abundance of correction as well, isn't it? Like the Imam reading Taraweeh, made one mistake, so one time you correct him. 10 mistakes, so you can't say, hey, now why every second ayat you're correcting, every second ayat you're correcting. You will not ask that question. The understanding of people has gone deteriorated. That is why it is a very effective way for most people nowadays go in Jamaat a little bit. But then in a Jamaat, with someone that is experienced, not just a young boy's Jamaat, some experienced person, is cool, calm, collected, and he's got some good experience. So he's got that experience, but he understands, all right. He gets an understanding of deen. His thinking improves. Now he comes to a sheikh, he knows how to conduct himself. Why? The basics has been done. When the basic has been done now, if he goes to grade 5 after that, then it's manageable. But straight away push him to grade 5, he didn't learn the basics, it will be a little bit difficult for him. So sometimes it happens that in the presence of the buzurg, you find good feelings, you feel nice, you get good dreams, you feel like nur, alwarat, and barakat, and thoughts passing your mind, the love of Allah Ta'ala, everything is firing up now. And when that is firing up, then you begin to think, hey, now I'm flying now. Now I'm flying. Where's the par aage? I got the wings now, I can move. And it's not wrong that he's going through the right feelings. But the conclusion he's coming to is wrong. It doesn't mean that he's going through the feelings, so he's reached there. No. He's still at the same place. Because in this surrounding, the force of the surrounding is making him feel like this. But given a wrong environment, if there's music there, right, and people are jiving to the music, he also starts shaking his head. What that happened? Going with that music, going with the beat. So that means that surrounding had an effect upon him. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah gives his poetry. He says, He was in the bath one day, you know. So in the old, now, to, now that you get, now you don't get it so much now, but you still get Turkey and some of these eastern countries, you get baths, public baths. So, where? Turkey. Yeah. When I teaching the boys, you know, so in the bath, Nabi said, mustn't go to the bath, right? So the boys are asking, they must be wondering, why mustn't go to the bath? Right? So they have to open it out to them and tell them why they mustn't go to the bath, public bath. Public bath is like a swimming pool, right? So, now let's imagine a public swimming pool, right? And you will discourage your children from going to a public swimming pool, but why? And if I show you, I think nobody wants to go after that, right? But now that I started, let's finish it up. Right? In a public pool, you've got boys and you've got girls, right? Right? And the girls that are coming, I'm sure they're coming with full burqa, you can't see anything. The first dive that she takes, all the contours become visible, right? Right? Number one. Number two is, when I asked the boys, you know, any of you, anyone remembers that he went into a pool and didn't make pisab? Everybody say 100% all make pisab. What the pool has got the pisab, I don't know, but 100% everybody says I jumped in and didn't make pisab. So now look at the busy period, like summer now, they're all going to the pool. There's so much of pisab, right? So much of pisab. And they're not putting new water, they're just putting chlorine they're putting here. They're putting chlorine and change the taste. So now you're going inside, right? Change the taste is just changing because of the chlorine. Now everybody making pisab. Then it is kufar that is going inside, right? Then they don't wash backside. So all that also getting mixed up with the chlorine, right? Then it's a woman now going through her monthlies, right? And all that is coming out. And a couple of good spoons are coming out of that. Nifas and all haze, everything is coming out. You going inside, you don't have oxygen, right? You're going to drink the same thing, put the same thing in your nose. How much of number two came inside? How much pisab came inside? How much of haze blood came on? Everything got mixed up. But you think you're so healthy, chlorine. And you take it and you rectum. Essential to go to the pool. So you can't say that even that abuse is in a private pool and in a public pool, everywhere. Unless you got your own private pool, nobody else must use it. And you sure you don't make pisab also. Otherwise everybody makes pisab inside. Anyway, we're talking of the Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi. I generally, girls, I just completely stop them. Don't go inside. Because if they get used to it, right? Maybe in your house, you've got an indoor pool with a covered roof, right? With a covered roof, and you've got an indoor pool. Everything's covered. And it's only you and your family that uses it, right? Now, if your sister, your daughter, or someone gets used to it, then she is feeling hot and she's in a friend's house and she jumps in. Do they have all that facility? Someone will have a pool with cameras, right? Someone will have the house will be a little bit low, like in Durban, and someone's house is at a higher spot. So those people can see into your house what's there, what's going on, right? Doesn't it happen? So much of Shari'i laws can be violated. But the better thing for the girl by going bath enough, don't go into a pool. It may seem to be hard, but for the longer run, that's a better thing for them. So we're talking about the Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi, and he went into a public bath. So this hadith had come to prohibit because of what? Because people are going all one in the same time, one. And many people were unscrupulous. So they're going in all naked. All. So you bath in front of him, he's bathing in front of you, everybody. So the one they said, don't get into these baths. Unless there are some baths with all arrangements made for parda and all that, it's a different thing. But generally you don't get these arrangements. When you don't get these arrangements, then don't go into it. So Sheikh Sadi says that I went into the bath and my friend passed me the soap, you know. It's an olden time now. Sheikh Sadi is about 7 centuries ago, 8 centuries ago, olden type of soap. So it's a combination of some sand and some umber and oud and all that infused into it. So now he's rubbing himself and he's getting excited, he's getting thrilled with the fragrance. What fragrance coming out? So he's asking him to cheer Hasti. Mushki ya Abiri, what are you? To cheer Hasti. Mushki ya Abiri. You umber or you musk? So that soap replies, he says, that, see, I am khakam ki hastam. I'm this ball of sand. Lekin asar es umad, the effect of the musk was infused into me. Varna man khakam ki hastam. But I'm still that sand. I am sand. It is not me. It is his effect that is reflected in me. His goodness that is reflecting in me. I am nothing. Well, that's what they call fana. So when a person has got the right etiquette with the Shaykh, etiquette means confidence, and he doesn't have any reservations, Shaykh is himself is accepting it. So gradually what happens, his wrong values all begin to disappear. Slowly, gradually, all the wrongs in him, wrong values, the wrong thoughts, all that begin to disappear. And then, because he's got that type of love and respect and confidence, then the correct values and sifat of the Shaykh then pass on to him. I know many people that when they get corrected into Hazrat-i Rahmat's silsila, then very quickly, most many of them very quickly, then that gussa goes away. If they go incorrectly, right, they go incorrectly, before they were like a fire, you know, they were like fire, they just erupt, just explode. Right. Now suddenly when they correct this side of the Hazrat-i Rahmat, that fireball, everything becomes like a snowball. Just how it happened. It was a fireball and then became a snowball, how it happened. So that confidence and that sifat, that values of that buzuk, then pass on to you, slowly, gradually. So he's taking cognizance of the fact, Varnaman khakam kyastam, I'm just a sand, I'm nothing. What you see is the beauty of the Shaykh that is passed on to me. I'm the same person. Don't get yourself confused, don't get yourself muddled up. Now this type of tawajjuh is called tawajjuh in ikas. It's a basic, very very basic starting level, you know, starting off, like basic. The effect of the surrounding, they have a certain type of an effect on you. Like, you know, you see, if it's a beautiful istima carrying on, right? Everything is happening, qaida sir, zikr, tilawat, namaz, everything is happening. Then you see everybody in a different style. Youngsters also, everybody carrying the miswaks in the big pockets, in the top pockets. Someone went to a tuck shop, they're going to buy a shawl, that shawl on a cold day. Someone went to see now which mama is, will look more better on me. So that istima asar takes, then he says, Amir sahab, please get me up for tahajjud. Now that person didn't get up for tahajjud all his life, now he's crying in sajda. So if that mahol is right, then people that come in, they get affected as well. So you see that mahol has to be supervised very, very well. Has to be very well supervised. Don't make it like a mela. Istimal mustn't be like a fit. 100 people, the shops there, and someone is, some kirat is going that side, some nazam is going that side, and someone's bayan is going that side, tapes are going on. So that becomes like a fit. You change the whole, that whole logistics, you know, the whole logistics are changed. You don't get that effect. Don't worry, you get 10,000 less people coming in, but if there's a quality, then there'll be good quality that's passing. Now you're worrying about the quantity, and then you don't get the quality afterwards. See, I was good, the tape that I bought, and you know that pizza there, the pizza hut they had there, one of its kind. So they lost the, they could go and eat the pizza from the pizza somewhere else. Not this idea. Don't come for that. So that maintain that whole, the whole feeling of the istima. Don't lose that. So now, if someone has come in and he's beginning to experience this type of thing, he mustn't feel that I got it now. He feels I got it. So now, well, I got it. First stroke, I just got it. Seeing one Ibrahim Deola's one statement, you know. So he says, he was by the hose in Nizamuddin, not old days, not now, old days. He was on the hose, and he met up with one person. So Abu Zuhanuddin, they talk to everybody according to his level. How are you, where are you coming from, what are you doing, all that. Make him feel a bit nice, comfortable. They won't just talk to a person. You did your zikr this morning. Tahajjud, you got up. So they won't talk to that. They'll talk to the person according to his level. Slowly, you initiate the person. How are you? Where you came from? Had breakfast? Any khidmat I can do for you? So the man felt happy now. He's opening up. So you know who I am? Man is saying, me, and for this whole area here, Delhi and all surrounding, I was the best singer. I can entertain any crowd. Me, if I come to a crowd and there's a singer there, everybody will just ignore that person. I have to go to the stage and have to sing. Now, it came to a point now that I came into demand. In the morning I'm doing my work, whatever job I've got, and as I come home, Asar Maghrib time, people are already coming in, lining up to take me. There's some party here, there's some event here, some wedding here. He must come up. So now I'm the top singer. There's nobody that can sing like me. Tabla, sarangi, all that. Musician, I'm top. And nobody can be at my level. It came to such a level that now my wife didn't like that. This is not our life. We are Muslims and this is not our style. So he said, by now I was too deep into it. I could see I was getting here also. One person went to one Qawwali. So alhamdulillah, my life, I didn't go to these things here. Although, in Spingori, all things should happen. But the teaching of our parents was, you can't go to this place. All my life, I should think, you know, we're still small, but why are they stopping us? Other Muslim people are going, and Qawwali is an Urdu word now. How can they stop us? We're still small, I don't know what's going on. So some 10, 12 years back, I asked one person, now what happens there? He said, no, there's a woman there, man giving one nazam there. The woman she's playing according to the tone, you know. According to the tune, she's playing it like. And when he's going to say something, and she'll make one stroke, and there are hundreds of brands are just coming here. She's playing another number, and she's making another stroke, and hundreds of brands are just coming. I said, oh, now I see why you're stopping. This woman is dancing to the tune. They're throwing money. So it can't be an Islamic thing. That only discovered now recently. But at that time, I know this should happen. Right? So, he's saying, that, you know what? And One night I'm collecting, taking 1,000, 10,000, 50,000, collecting. My wife making a noise. Eventually I got so fed up with it. I said, see, I'm not going to leave this thing here. You want to leave the house, you go. He went to that extent. See, mahol. Money and mahol. Surrounding and money. You're seeing something, right? And you're seeing the popularity. Everybody's after you. They saw you. And you're seeing the money after that. So, you know, you can turn anybody's mind. So now, I'm carrying on. After some years, one friend says, you know, there's a Shabguzari, Haftawari, Shabguzari. We call it Havid Hilal Thursday night, Friday night. So he just, it's his friend now, so I had to go. I got my scooter riding up to the Shabguzari. So midway the bayan, I got tired and all that, slowly I just sneaked out, you know, worked my way out. Although the talk was seeming right, but then he said, no, this type of a life now, you know, my singing and all, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And no longer will I steal the show. You know, here I'm stealing the show, I was getting the paisa, and now I'll be here now, hey, I'm not going to get this deal. Anyway, I sneaked out. And as I sat on my motorcycle and moving, and there I met up an accident and I broke my hand. So immediately I understood that, you see, Allah gave you a chance and you didn't appreciate it. When you didn't appreciate it, see what happened, you fell, you went into an accident. So you rather correct yourself. He's talking to himself, rather correct yourself. So that was enough. And my hand broke, and I couldn't use my hand for some time. I'm thinking things, then I came right, alhamdulillah. So some people only become right after accidents, after some tamachas and all they get, then they come right. Some become right straight away. One bayan or something, they come right. And some catch a couple of shots, then they get right. So Munas is after that. Then I saw him in the markas then, one day. So he's so worked up now, so driven now. So, Mullah, take this 10,000 and send me wherever you want. 10,000. Now he's working. 10,000 I got. And wherever you want to send me for the 10,000, 40 days, two chillas, whatever, but send me for that. So, Allah Ta'ala gives everybody a chance. But then, are you accepting the chance? And let's speak positive, right? So now, you want the chance, what? You want that opportunity. Now, what is the procedure? You want to be blessed. You want to be guided. You want this gift of Allah Ta'ala. So what's the procedure? So Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib is quoting in the Quran Sharif, فَبَشِّرْ ibad, give good news to my servants. So they must have two things in them. One is, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, they listen attentively. In other words, he's saying this word, in his own words, he's saying, سُنَّ كَ إِرَادَ سَ بَيْتُو, عَمَلْ كَرْنَ كَ إِرَادَ سَ بَيْتُو, sit with that intention. I want to listen and I want to apply. I'm listening and I want to apply. You're not listening, you're sitting down just as a pastime. Just to pass the time, not for that, not for entertainment, like how we get nowadays. Women are listening to tapes, whatever. They're doing the samosas, they're listening, all that. So, pastime, that is pastime. You hear, you listen that tape, to the tape, whatever it is, but listen. Amal karne ke irade se. Listen for the sake of listening, and listen with the intention. Yastami'una qul. And yastami'una se dhyan se. Three things he brought out. With that niyat, with the intention to apply, and listen attentively, see? Not just casually. So Allah Pak is showing now which is the way how you will gain this gift. You know, you want that gift as well. You want also to be gifted. You want to be blessed. So how do you get blessed? So one is the listening. Get the listening right. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. And then, second part of it is, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. So, then they try to, they work towards the best, towards the achieving the best. So, sometime I used to think on it, what's the meaning of achieving the best? فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. So they're listening and they will emulate or they will do the best of it. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, they'll do the best. So what's the meaning of doing the best? So doing the best, right, in different situations will be different. The best in every situation will be different. Like for example, we're talking about Ghussa, right? Spoke about Hazrat Hamdai, right? So Ghussa now, he was rude towards you, right? So Jaza'u Sayyi'atin Sayyi'atun Misluha. So you can be equally rude to him. Jaza'u Sayyi'atin Sayyi'at. Evil for evil, right? Bad for bad. One punch for one punch. That's permissible, right? But وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. But if someone makes sabr and he overlooks, he makes sabr and he overlooks the wrong that was done to him. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. So if you equal with the person, it's alright. You haven't done wrong. He used one vulgar language, you used one vulgar against him. But now what is the better thing? The better thing is now that for the wrong that he's done, you have forgiven him and you've been patient. Alright, it was hard to swallow it, to take it on, it was a little bit difficult. But you endured and you forgave the person. Right? You made dua for the person, you forgave him. But that now, that is matters of high resolve. What? Azmil umur. It's great determination you require to do that. You can't just do it. So the person has got istima. Right? Right. And he's got ittiba. What? Istima and ittiba. He is the one that gets the gift. Because how you understand it? You understand it like this. Ulaika alladhina hadahumullah. You getting that gift. So who's getting that gift? Yastami'una al-qawl and fayattabi'una ahsana. So now, after that comes the gift. See, you want the gift. Now, you came for etiquette, right? Now, you want Allah Ta'ala to gift you. So, when you want Allah Ta'ala to gift you, now, what's the procedure? So, this, so simply put it, listen, I showed you what the meaning of, listen, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. You do the better thing. You don't want to just do a normal thing. You want to do the thing that is better. What's the better thing? In this situation, what is the better thing? According to my means, according to what I can do, what's the better? Everybody can't do everything. But according to my means, how much can I do? What must I do according to my means? So that person is guaranteed, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So they get the gift. And blessings, special blessings for them. And Allah Pak says, really, these people, they are people of intelligence. Allah Pak tawfiq nasib.